Osprey Creative Audio presents Command, George S. Patton, written by Stephen J. Zaloga and read for you by Trevor White.
Introduction. Courtney Hodges, Alexander Patch, William Simpson, Ray Porter, Robert Eichelberger. Recognize any of these generals? Probably not, unless you're a particularly well-informed military history reader. These were George S. Patton's contemporaries in World War II, but today their names are almost forgotten. George S. Patton, Jr. is among the most recognized American commanders of all time. Patton began his career in the cavalry and played a celebrated but minor role in the punitive mission against Pancho Villa in Mexico in 1916. During World War I, Patton trained and led the 1st U.S. Army tank battalions, but was wounded in his second battle during the Meuse-Argonne offensive. Patton's legend began to emerge in the run-up to World War II. His dramatic and heroic persona stood in stark contrast to the staid managerial style of most U.S. Army commanders, and he attracted public attention even before Pearl Harbor in 1941. He led the Western Task Force landings in French North Africa in November 1942 as part of Operation Torch, but his most important mission was as a diplomat to coax the Vichy French Army into the Allied fold. Patton redeemed the honor of the U.S. Army after the Kasserine Pass debacle in Tunisia in 1943, with its first tactical victory against the Wehrmacht at El Guitar in March 1943. When British planners managed to sideline his 7th Army during operations on Sicily in July 1943, Patton's aggressive determination pushed the U.S. units to Palermo, setting the stage for the...